Well, I think I saw her when she was like 12 or 13 years old. And I think I really fell in love with her about that time. I used to go to the skating rink all the time. But this one night, this lovely girl in the white skirt, and I don't remember the blouse, but I can still see her standing over, of all places, near the ladies' restroom, off of the skating rink floor. And I said, "Who is this gorgeous person?" And I asked her to skate. And she skated like a...
Not very well.
Not very well. Like one guy said out there, he said, "I got a cow more graceful than that." But
then he was being real friendly with my good girlfriend, because she was an expert skater. And so they were kind of sweet on each other. She really liked him because she'd come to school and tell me about this Wayne Michael. And but then after that night, and I had another boyfriend, Jack. He was my boyfriend. And Jack was at my house one night, and we were out on the front porch, and I saw this car coming down the street, and you used to call it Perdiddle. One of the lights was out. I thought, uh-oh. And I knew that was him coming. I thought, uh-oh, here comes Wayne. Now what do I do? Well, somehow, I don't know how Jack left, but he left. Then he got another girlfriend right away. And then Wayne came into my life right away. And it wasn't as quick as Tom said, a week's time, but it happened pretty fast, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I saw her 52 nights in a row without missing. And that one night, I had something that I had to go to. I couldn't miss. But after it was over, I came and looked her up anyhow, and it was about time for her to get off work at the drive-in restaurant.
I can still see that. I was walking up to the drive-in where I was I waited on the cars, you know. And I still remember the thrill that there he was. We didn't miss that. We didn't break the cycle that night. There he was. That was cool.
And so we went together for over a year. And I got a letter from Uncle Sam saying I was going to be in the Army. And so I had to leave for the Army August the 15th of 1951. And I had, this is in August, and in December I came home after 16 weeks of basic training. And through our letters and everything, I knew I was going to be going to Korea. And
we were engaged. We got engaged.
We got engaged before I went. And we decided we wanted to get married. And at least say we got married in case I got killed in Korea. Because a lot of guys were getting killed. And so we had to ask her dad, and Sue asked for me.
You scared of me.
And he said
yes right away.
And she was glad. He is glad to get rid of her. No. So we were kind of surprised, but they were kind of I don't know what kind of days to call them. They were uncertain days. We didn't know what the future was going to be for us. And so I think that's why her dad allowed us to go ahead and get married. She was in the middle of her senior year at school. She was fifth in the class.
Yes.
And there were some old biddies around town that just knew that she had to get married. You know.
I did have to.
Well, but for a different reason.
Yeah.
They were waiting for Sue to have a baby, even after I got home 13 months later. They're still waiting for her to have that baby. We had a lovely first year of married life. Not one argument.
Because he was in Korea and I was in the United States. But he told me he was sending me this picture with him and this Japanese woman. And I did get mad.
I said, a doll.
Yeah. And so he sent this picture with this Japanese doll. It was a Japanese doll. But
that's exactly what I told her.
I didn't know. So I was really upset he's over there with getting his picture taken with his Japanese woman.
I said it was a Japanese doll.
Yeah. In those
and
days.
You misinterpreted.
In those days, you didn't have cell phones or internet or, you know, and he promised he'd call me. And then he said he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it.
I couldn't.
When he went on the...
I would have freaked out. So I spent my time buying all kinds of unused trinkets to send home. I don't know. Didn't I buy your mom some china?
Oh, I don't remember.
I sent china and I sent bathrobes that were embroidered with all the fancy stuff. And I still got a great big pipe I sent to her dad.
And I sent him a ukulele because he played guitar. And I thought, oh, he'll love that. But I did a foolish thing. I had somebody else box it up, and they put two boxes together and taped it. And that ukulele never got to Korea in one piece. It was all smashed.
The neck was over here. The body was all smashed up. And the strings were just holding everything together in a mess.
Oh.
It was awful. I just cried. Yeah.
And I rode him every night. And then when he came home, I didn't know what to do. What'll I do now?
So we had a wonderful honeymoon after we got home, because... Yeah. The only honeymoon we had really before I left for Korea was we went to Huntington, and it was raining all weekend.
It was a basketball tournament.
Yeah, we went to a basketball tournament for our honeymoon, if you can imagine.
Boring.
And a motel where the shower, I don't know which one of us was in the shower, but we were taking a shower and the head or something, I forget what come off. We couldn't shut it off. There was no way to shut it off. And so we called up the office and this lady came over and she saw it and she went out of the room. I still hear her yelling, Larry, Larry, Larry.
Larry. Larry.
And so he come over in his shorts. His undershorts, I mean. But when I come home from Korea, did we take Jackie out to Washington?
Mm-hmm.
And her brother's wife was in Garrett, and we took her out to be with her husband, who was in the Navy, Sue's brother. And we had a wonderful vacation in Washington, D.C. with her brother and wife.
And then we got to go to Colorado, compliments of the U.S. government.
Yeah. Yeah. I had 3 more months to serve the Army. So we went to Camp Carson, Colorado, which was right just a few miles south of
Colorado Springs.
And
we have pictures of Wayne. He pole vaulted with the Army team at the University of Colorado. And I just saw those pictures the other day.
I didn't place, but I had fun. I was going 12 feet and they were going 14. And anyhow, we got to, every weekend it seemed like we got to go somewhere and visit around Colorado, the sand dunes, Pikes Peak, Cave of the Winds, Garden of the Gods. We like to go out to the Garden of the Gods a lot in the evening and have a picnic, because once in a while you'd hear, I guess it was Spanish people that'd be out there with the guitar singing, and mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
That was neat.
Yeah. So we had a nice May the 15th, we got to head back for Indiana. So,